Okay. Just wanted to finish off stuff. And the hello. I'm saying about now. What? Okay, I've gone in detail through the what Rabbi Avraham ben Rama wrote, and Rabbi Avraham ben Rama has made a number of very salient points. First of all, bitachon is deeply internally accepting that everything in this world comes straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Bederach Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world according to very strict rules, and because he runs it according to strict rules, he expects us to live, to function with him within those rules, read those rules of Teva and the rules of Torah. It does not mean that he's not causing everything, but he acts within certain very specific rules, so we should be able to function. Well, otherwise, we cannot function. It's the pasuk, Hashem b'chokhma yotzad oretz, kulam b'chokhma osiso, chok nosam v'lo yavo. There's chok in this world, it's chokhma. And the more we understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, the more we can function with it. If I assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu for people on the highest madrega will overrule Teva, deal with them lamala midarach HaTeva, and it's chutzpah for me to assume that I'm on that madrega. What he doesn't mention is the famous school of the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, Rambam is the whole difference between Hashgacha and Shmira. That if a person, to the degree that a person is totally dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pulls himself from Malam Midarach HaTeva, and when he pulls himself from Malam Midarach HaTeva, he has total shmira, and he can be in a battlefield with the bullets flying all over the place, nothing will happen to him. And he said there are four people in the history of the world who have the ability to be totally dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, on the other hand, to be able to function in this world. Most of us, as we function in this world, we lose our intense vehicles by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are Moshe Rabbeinu and the others. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was 100% dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was in Har Sinai, he had no physical needs whatsoever. He made himself totally his dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him totally above all natural causation. Therefore, the Rambam is famous. He says, if a person is faced with a danger, his mind should be totally dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And during the time he's totally dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no danger will happen. And Chaim V'Loshin writes Nefesh HaChayim very strongly that it's a school of Beduka Menusa, but it requires a person to have that intense focus of having his mind dovuk, that ain od mavado. There are no other forces in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. And that there know, it's a few times in my life I've attempted to do that when faced with certain major crises. I'm not saying I was zocha to the madriga that they're talking about, but Baruch Hashem. Now, it's Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam together with the Rambam. He says, of course we trust people. We have to trust people. But at the same time, knowing that everything is in the hands of a God. On the other hand, he said there are no guarantees. Because having bitochen in any area, having bitochen in areas of gashmis, which is minimally necessary for total luxury, minimally necessary in ruchnis, total luxury, there's greater chance that you achieve if you have bitochen in ruchnis, if you have bitochen in gashmis, if it's necessary rather than not absolutely. There are no guarantees. Says that's why the pasuk says, "Betach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov." Have to be talking about Kodesh Baruch, and then you do tov. It said, "Aseh tov betach b'Hashem." That means, if I would do tov, I could then sit around having to be talking about Kodesh Baruch is going to reward me. I'm not allowed to do that. Now, he works, of course, with the Rambam. Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, Osir Ram Perish Mishnayis. The Altir Kavonam Shamshon Rav El Kavo Pras. That my, even though I know the Pras is there, that cannot be, on the highest level, that's not my motivation for being Oved HaKadosh Baruch. I have to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch, because I want to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, and there are no guarantees and anything, because always you have to afraid the Yishem Yigro Machait. This is his Mahalach. He quotes the Rambam a sufficient number of times. It dovetails with everything the Rambam has. There is a very weird thing in certain circles, thing that's a double portion, that, you know, the Rambam didn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. That's the stupidest, most ignorant thing you can write about the Rambam at all. Anyone who put any time into or an avucha or perish in Mishnah and read the Igros HaRambam well, and certainly if you read what Rabbi Rambam and Rambam had to say about his father, that's absolute total stupidity. Okay, now Ramban has different mahaluch and the altu avodam shamshim sarava than nas kavapras. Rambam writes, yeah. I know the reason I do it. Malazu, Malagadolamol, the ankle chokhm zochla, just because you're talking about this, mean you're zochla to it. Malas Avram Avinu, that's Avram Oavi. This man Shiao, Vodamas Hashem, Haru Uyo, Yad Yatsu commits me Av. Okay. On the other hand, the Ramban says no. I think that Shisocho says, what is an Eved? An Eved has a very short span of expectation. I do, I get. I do, I get. Immediate reward. Nothing wrong with doing mitzvahs and staying away from various, because you're a sonish. The Rambam, interesting, writes as a mitzvah esmen Torah after you're afraid of an onish, a chanami. But that can't be my motive. That on the highest levels should not be my motivation, staying away from averus. I have to have it. That Ramban says no problem. But I should not, all on Tignush Yisrochel saying, I should not expect a meager reward. Now, here there's a fundamental difference between two types of reward and two types of punishment. Ramban says that I cannot expect miyad. Can't be miyad. I never expect miyad. Okay, so when it comes to the din v'cheshbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has each yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite amount of time to give me schar, to give me an onesh, and it has to be tied in with countless different cheshbonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. He's in no rush. It's there, my account piles up with him. But any time something good happens to me or bad happens to me, it influences what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with countless other people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides a certain man is Chayav Misa, and he dies, but his wife becomes an Amman, his children become Yisoma. I may be, well, he may deserve to die, but she doesn't deserve to become an Amman. And he doesn't deserve, they don't deserve to become Yisoma. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara Mafkid says, what's the ultimate punishment to a family? That a man will die without a record of his death. His wife will remain in Aguna, his children won't be able to get the Yerusha, and everything gets paralyzed. He gets destroyed, the family gets destroyed. Okay. Kadosh Baruch has countless cheshbonos, how he has to balance everything out. And ain't be a danger. And we don't understand that. The Mishnah says. We don't understand how it works. We know it works, and Kadosh Baruch has an infinite amount of time to do it. On the other hand, that is, when we talk about the cheshbon of the yochid, each yochid by himself. But there's a tzibur. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, there's three dinim on the world. He knows in the entire world. How do we know this? He says, you see by stone. It's the story of stone. Stone, he judged a specific society. Then, the marble judged the entire world. When he judges a specific society, and when he judges the entire world, there's sometimes who want to save certain specific people in that society who, even though part of society, are not generally as evil as the entire society. And he'll figure out how to pull them out of that society. What does the Pasuk say by Lot? Lot decided to join Sodom, knowing very well that he was going to an evil society. גם ללוג תאור חסב רם, היות סון מקבל, רוח הלוג. ואי סלו תסיינו, he saw, and he said, tremendous panos, זה כולה משקה. ואי יבחר לוג תס קול קיקה, and he chose לוג, and he chose to do. ואין שסתום רואים וחתום מה שמות, knowing full well that they're evil people there, but it's good for business. He chose to be part of that society. More than that, Chazal tell us he was a distinguished part of that society, and that the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Sodom, he was appointed a judge in that society. Now, distinguished part of that society. And what does the Pasuk say? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he identified so much, may have not acted all the time like that, but Vaivo Shnam Lochem Sodoma Boyre Velot Yoshe Bishah Sodom. It says Yoshev Yoshav, says Rashi. He was appointed a judge that day. Okay, but he still invites them for Hachnosas Orchem. It's against the rules there. And then it says, okay. So and he says, let's leave. Pentisofa ba'avon ha'ir. You're going to be swept up with the aveira of the city. Ayismamo. And he had, but leaving there, he had to leave all of his money. And because he had to leave all of his money, it's hard to separate. And they pulled him out. Why? Bechemlos Hashem olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt sorry for him. But he said one thing. Pulled him, his wife, and two daughters out. Al tapit acharecha. Don't look back. The moment you identify, you have any... Right now we're destroying the city. We've pulled you out of the city. Any sense of identification with the city, just looking back and thinking about them, feeling bad for what's happening, any sense of identification, that means you're part of that city. You're part of that city. You're finished. And his wife looked back. She was punished. But why was he pulled out? Pasuk says, "Vayhi b'shachis elokim esari hakikar vayizkor elokim esavrom." Because of the zchus avavrom, vayishalchas lot mitoch haveicha, v'tafochas haor mashiyasha ben lot. Zchus avavrom, chayisrael mitzrayim. Why did they deserve the golus? Because they identified with Mitzrayim. Identified with Mitzrayim. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them? It says, you have to reject Mitzrayim and separate. So what happens? Leil Pesach. So they had to shecht the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, paint on their doorposts a statement, we don't belong to Mitzrayim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy them. They first had to separate, and then, so that's what it says, I. He's destroyed. Because they were part of society. That society gets destroyed. Society gets destroyed. There are different ways of separating. Lot has his way. And therefore, the people who are separate from that society don't get destroyed by the society. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to destroy the world. He put Lot, and he put Noach in a teva that is totally separate from the world. He was it's in his own world, his own space, his own time. The world's. And, but that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a destruction to a tzibur, to a Yochid. Yochid has an infinite amount of time. that Tzibur is much more immediate. Because it's much more immediate, that's why when something happens to a Tzibur, there's an extra chiyuv of him to do a cheshbon nefesh. Because the punishments are much more immediate. Okay, this is...
Yeah. Are you saying that the din on the
tzibur
also stems with each individual
yachid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to integrate that within his total. See, but dealing with a yachid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu integrates a lot of things together. Yachid is an olam haba, and it has to, and of course, a yachid is punished for being part of a sinful tzibur, even though he doesn't do the same. But there's no infinite amount of time for a tzibur. A yachid is an infinite amount of time.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we know why that difference is? Why?
What?
Do we know why that difference is?
That what?
Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to judge a tzibur immediately and not down in the middle?
Because there's no Vanir's Daiti. Something that all Svarim are full of. Vanir's Daiti. Yachid is an infinite amount of time. It's not an infinite amount of time. Tzibur is a here and now situation. This is the tzibur we're living with, number one. Number two, we find some very interesting halachas. I don't have anything 100% clear, but we find some interesting halachas. There are three societies that we have a chiyuv to absolutely destroy. With no rachmanis. Number one. Amalek, number two Shiva Amamim, and number three Nerin Yidachas. It's not only we're against Goyim, we can be against Jews too. Rambam and Nerin Yidachas, that means destroy them completely, also Chaya Kol Neshama. Nerin Yidachas is different than the others in the sense that all property in the Erein Yidachas has to be totally destroyed, even Tzadikim Shabbat. But the Tzadikim Shabbat are not killed. Only the Rishayim Shabbat are killed, but it's a gzeira on an entire tzibur. And all the dinim work differently. This whole Mar Chelek works. When evil becomes a social norm, it becomes very dangerous. The Midrash says, I just thought of this recently. They auctioned off Hitler's Mercedes for who knows how much money. Evil has some sort of sense of fascination to people. Hitler was evil itself. And rather than just looking at it as totally disgusting, obnoxious, the society will always hold on to it. Because people get fascinated by evil and it just repeats itself. Medrash says that the Imach has called Yakum the Posik by the marble. The Rosh Baruch Hu didn't let any Keli of the marble survive the marble. That's because it was such an evil society. He didn't want them, see this? In some sense of identification, that'd be totally eliminated. Has to be totally eliminated. Because when evil becomes a social norm, unless that society is eliminated, it just regenerates itself. That's a very dangerous thing. Sodom was an evil society. Total evil. And it had to be totally eliminated. Nothing could survive. Otherwise, it had a tendency to regenerate. Amalek is evil. And where did Haman come from? Because Shaul had Rachmanus and Agog. So that night that Agog was in captivity, there was a woman there, so she shouldn't suffer too much in captivity. She became pregnant from Agog, and that came home. We say that in the Ashaheni. Evil has a way of regenerating itself. A society based on evil, the total has to be totally eliminated. That's in the extreme. Other things, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided there's certain things that are rotten with a society. Sometimes one of the most frightening
gemaras I know is the gemara about Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Stop and think what happened. There was a foreman, Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we have to rebuild through Torah, Ten Liyavah, V'chachavah. They built a beautiful Torah society. 60 years later, you have Rabbi Akiva. 24,000 Talmidim. No, covered Zebazakari Roch, I'm not interested. The whole thing has to go. I have to start all over. But everyone was totally evil. I couldn't, different about Vegas. In order to begin all over again, 24,000 Talmidim died. And the words of the Gemara, Hoya Ha'olam Shomeim, the world was desolate. Achabah, Eitzurah, Barsen, Shabbadaram. Until he found five Talmidim down on the Dharam. In certain societies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it just can't continue. Certain societies just can't continue. And there's a gzeira on that society. In the time of the Mabul, the whole world was that way. So Rambam says there are three. There's the Yochid, the Medina, and the and Kol Olam Kulo. And the Yochid, we know. But what about the Medina? He quotes the Dome. What about Kol Olam Kulo? He quotes the Mabul. That's how you deal with, that's when you deal with the tzibah. Come back to the Rambam.
So is there any differences between the society and the world in the way they're done?
The world is a total, they're different groups. There's a total, listen, in a society I can decide I want to be part of the society, I don't want to be part of the society. The world I can't decide I don't want to be part of the world.
That Hashem has to choose you for like that?
But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he had to destroy the world, said there was something fundamentally wrong with the world and only Noach deserved to be saved. He put him at Tevi, you're in a separate orbit, you're not part of that, but everything else has to be destroyed. And he pulled when he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at certain times decides he has to rebuild and has to decide with whom, how is he going to be rebuilt and who has the koach to rebuild. And he doesn't want any anything residual of that society. In the time of the Mabul, it was anything residual of that world. So much he didn't want anything residual of the world. Even the plows, it says every plow that existed there was destroyed. What big of a plot? Oh, we have a museum. This is the museum of the pre-Mabul plows. Okay, no. There's nothing. Nothing remained from that. Total elimination. So when Noach came out of the Teva, everything had to start from scratch. Had to begin everything from scratch. Nothing stayed. It says, the Medrash says, even the plow didn't, because they didn't want to say, oh, and that society was gone. That society was gone. No.
Why wasn't enough the Jews didn't change their clothes and show him? Why wasn't that enough? That's a separation.
But they had to have a much more fundamental separation. They had to show they rejected the entire cultures of Mitzrayim. A lot of Jews out there who like to call themselves very Jewish, but they I don't know what that means in their lives, except but they totally embrace American Western culture. That's the mitzvahs of who and what they are. But the Jews had to have an absolute, had to go through Bris Milah. They had to shech the Korban Pesach, which is the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. They had to make a public declaration. Take it, Mishru. Okay. Go out into the marketplace, do it publicly, then take the blood, put it in your doorpost. In this house, we've rejected Mitzrayim. Okay? The Mashals couldn't come in. Why? The Mashals were dealing with Egyptian society. If they did not separate themselves from the society, then they would have been nitfas in the ownership of that society. There's both who demand that they separate themselves from that society. Now, let's get back. Ramban says, first of all, okay, I got a little sidetrack. Next week we'll go through the Ramban and say.